MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, July 16, 2024, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage in communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore. Heat wave continues. A new hire in Beverly. Rockport reports. Hot today, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 7:57 p.m. In the Salem News, Michael McHugh is reporting that the National Weather Service has issued an extreme heat warning in effect for the next several days, with record highs expected throughout much of New England and the entire North Shore. Local authorities are asking that residents take the proper precautions when dealing with these extreme conditions, check on neighbors, especially the elderly, and limit outside activities during the daytime. Children and pets must not be left in vehicles for any length of time. Also in the Salem News, Paul Layton is reporting that a new city position in Beverly, funded by money from a national opioid settlement, has been filled. Melissa Weed has been hired as a social services navigator in the city's health department. Laura Delacier, the city's director of public health, said Weed's job is to connect Beverly residents with the services they need. Delacier said those gaps exist because many of the current services available are geared toward specific populations. The Council on Aging has a part-time social worker, but she only serves residents 60 and older. The police department has a jail diversion clinician, but that position is only for people involved in police matters. The Beverly Public Schools City Connect program assists students and their parents, but not students who don't attend Beverly Public Schools. Stephen Hagan's writing a couple of stories from Rockport. In the first, Rockport has filed its MBTA zoning plan with the state. The filing follows approval for the plan at special town meeting on April 8 and also follows a challenge by opponents to the plan who filed a federal lawsuit against the town claiming the zoning plan violated the U.S. Constitution. At issue is the town's support of two town meeting articles aimed at complying with the new state housing law for communities served by the MBTA, such as Rockport. The Rockport housing measure has been submitted by the town to the Massachusetts Executive Office of Housing and Livable Communities and the Attorney General's Office, according to Planning Board Chairperson Jason Shaw. And the plan was reviewed by Town Administrator Mitchell Vieira. Questions asked in the online application included descriptions of the parameters of the zoning district, such as dimensions, sizes, and capacity in the district. And the Gloucester Times is also reporting that in Rockport, town officials are weighing a potential measure that would allow solar panels in the town's historic districts. The measure, a possible citizens' petition, would likely be presented at the annual town meeting slated for next April. However, no formal petition has been created, according to Town Administrator Mitchell Vieira. The petition being considered is created by Rockport residents Oscar and Audrey Truitt. According to the Times story, Rockport Historical Commission members are considering how they might eventually weigh in on the matter. Major League Baseball All-Star Game is tonight. The Red Sox are off until Friday. And Benjamin Pierce is reporting in today's itemlive.com. Longtime Swampscott resident Roger Volk died Thursday, July 11, at the age of 81 after a battle with cancer. Volk's legacy is inseparable from his tenure as the announcer for Swampscott High School's football team, which began in 2000. For two decades, his voice was synonymous with the Friday night games at Bloxage Field. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.